We are joined in the media center by your top field number one qualifier, Mr. Steve Torrence. Steve's time last night of 3.636 at 336.62 miles per hour puts you in the number one spot. That is your third number one qualifier of the year. Steve, I just want to talk to you about your confidence for tomorrow here in Dallas.
You know, it's definitely morale boosting to go out and go low ET. It was great to do it when we could, in the session that we did, where you can go out and sit on the saddle, get the check and do that. But more importantly, today we went out and we ran 66 on the first lap, 65 on the second lap, or 67 on the second lap. And when you can be disappointed in a 67, it kind of gives you confidence. And so I feel like we went 72 on the first run kind of as a layup, go out there and throw down last night to try to run really hard and go low ET, and then today just trying to get bonus points. And when you have a race car that is consistent, it's always a confidence booster, but especially when it's consistently quick and you're picking up points, you're picking up, you know, something that very potentially could be the deciding factor in winning or losing a championship. And so at this point, I'm probably more confident in my race car than in any other time in the season. I think that we're making really good strides at the right time, and looking forward to it. I'm very confident going into tomorrow, and it doesn't hurt that it's a hometown crowd.
Obviously, Greg Anderson was in here earlier and talked about how cutthroat it is in pro stock. I kind of feel the same thing in top fuel. There was 28 3.6 second runs here, 12 people qualified in the 360s, so you know, tomorrow's going to be about drivers too.
Yeah, and you know, that's where it's been all year. It's been really that the last 2 years where you got to go out, and I mean, you can't be 80 on the tree and walk away with a win very much. You know, it's just the competition level's definitely stepped up. A lot of the cars have started pushing the envelope. So I mean, I think that Top Fuel Funny Car in general has definitely brought its whole competition level up to be more closely in line with pro stock. I mean, the cars are all quick, the drivers are all good, and there's no gimme rounds anymore.
Yeah, Steve, can you talk about the weather tomorrow? What do you think it's going to be?
If I could do that, I would be very well paid. They're predicting it to be cooler, and in the morning, I mean, first round probably going to be in the 50s or 60 degree weather, so I mean, it's going to be stout. Being that we're number one, we'll probably be somewhere 4, 5, or 6 coming out. So you can watch a couple cars run. You can kind of get ready and go up there. I'm sure there's a strong possibility that somebody may run low ET of the race first round tomorrow. And, you know, that's cool. We're just going to go up and try to win the round, try to get every point we possibly can. But definitely competition will be tougher tomorrow than it has been throughout the weekend hey, are you brushing your teeth with that Sharpie? It'll be tougher throughout the week than it has been probably through the weekend. I mean, I think you'll see a lot more or just as many mid-60 runs in the morning. I said this last night, and I still stand by it. The guy's won like 10 rounds all year, and he's just been really hot in the countdown. Doug's a great driver and a great guy. I like him. When you say deserve to win a championship, you don't deserve to win anything. You earn it. And I think that this point system is a crock of shit. And, I mean, this is a prime example. You got a guy that was not in contention with anything, and now he's leading the points. So as far as, I mean, he definitely can go out and he can earn a championship and he can do the best that they do through the countdown and be the champion. But kind of, you know, it puts a little blight on your record when you had such a terrible first three quarters of the season and then finish off strong. In the past, for me, being number one qualifier hasn't always been the best. I think that, you know, you got to have some luck. You got to go out and do your job, and you got to win those rounds. And so, I mean, qualifying's over. Tomorrow's race day. If you lose first round, number 16 guy is just as good as number one qualifier then. You know, he's in the same vantage point. So it's about going out and doing your job, racing your opponent, racing yourself, and racing the racetrack. And it's tough. I mean, like you said, Doug's been running extremely well in the countdown. Justin dominated the season and kicked all of our butts. And he hasn't run as well in the countdown. I mean, so it's tough, and you just got to be on your A game at the right time. And when everything, I mean, you got to be out there. And like at the end of the day, this comes down to who makes the least mistakes in this time frame.
Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you all.